Masechet Chulin Paragid, Mishnah Gimel B'chor, Shnei Ta'arei Semeh. A B'chor, that after it was given to a Kohen, it got a mum. And now no longer can be brought as a korban. Instead, the din is that you would shaft it outside the Beit HaMikdash, and eat the baser outside the Beit HaMikdash. And the Kohen saw the B'chor too, he saw. Subsequently, the B'chor got mixed up with 100 other behemoths that are Chulin. The other behemoths also had similar movement to the B'chor, so therefore it's impossible to discern which one was the B'chor. And the B'chor, even after it had the mum, he shaft it. So I applied it from giving the matanos as well as the chayim and keva to the coin, since it had kedushin. As opposed to these 100 other behemoths, the guy to give the zroel chayim and keva to the coin. And now that they're all mixed up, we don't know which one of them is part of from the zroel chayim and keva. This man shemeh shoshin eskulon, patron eskulon. If all 100 behemoths were owned by 100 different people, each one of them is part of from giving the zroel chayim and keva to the coin, even though only one of these behemoths is a bachor. The other 99 are hired to give them a ton of to the coin. So each one of these people could tell the coin, I'm making a chaver all of a rye. You want to take this roll of chaim and keva for me, bring me a rye. If this behemoth that I'm shafting is not a bachor, since there's no way for a coin to bring a rye, they're all putter from giving them a ton of to the coin. Echad shaykhid is cool. Take him or echad. But if all these behemoths are owned by one person and he shafts all these behemoths in such a case is only puzzled from giving them a ton of from one of these behemoths as a coin could tell the Yisrael, sit, you own all of these behemoths. And for sure 99 out of 100 are higher than my ton of, so therefore you have to give me 99 pairs of Zohar, L'chaim, and Teva. You're only puzzled from giving them a ton of from one of these behemoths. And since they're owned all by one person, he for sure owns 99 sets of Zohar, L'chaim, and Teva to the coin. Somebody who shechts the behemoth for a coin, the behemoth belongs to a coin, or the behemoth belongs to a guy in such a case is puter from giving matanos to the coin, as a coin doesn't have to give zroel l'chaim and keva to another coin, the guy also is puter from zroel l'chaim and keva. Somebody who is a shutter with a coin or a guy in a behemoth, therefore he is puter from giving zroel l'chaim and keva to the coin. He has to mark and make some sort of simon that people will know that a coin or a guy has a chilek in his behemoth, so people will not suspect him from not giving his royal chayim and keva to the coin. If the coin sells a behemoth to Yisrael and he said, I'm selling you this behemoth excluding the matanos, excluding this royal chayim and keva, which I want to keep to myself, in such a case, Yisrael is puter from the matanos. As since he never owned the matanos, he only owned the behemoth. With the exclusion of the matanos, he is not mechuyev to give the matanos to the coin. Amar mechorli b'nei me'aha sopar v'hayu behen matanos. Most men the coin, they know menakelo minadok. Somebody who tells the butcher, please sell me the innards of this part of this cow. And included in the innards are the matanos, the keva. He should give the keva to the coin. And the butcher does not have to subtract the value of the keva. And the buyer certainly knew that the keva is included in the b'nei me'ayin of the behema, so when he told him to sell him the b'nei me'ayin, obviously he didn't have in mind the keva, so therefore the butcher does not have to subtract anything from the price. Lakach emenu b'mishko, nice on the coin, u'minakalo min hazak. But if somebody is buying meat from the butcher by weight, and including the meat that he bought, are the matanas, in such a case, the lakach would go ahead and give the matanas to the coin, and the butcher would have to subtract the value of the matanos, and since he was selling it by weight, he cannot count in the matanos, and the matanos do not belong to the butcher, they belong to the coin. He can't sell something that is not his, so therefore the buyer does not have to pay for the weight of the matanos. Somebody who became a gear, and he had a part that he owned already before he became a gear. If he shackled that behemoth before he became a gear, even though he still has the butter after he became the gear, his partner from giving the matanos is Zroel L'chaim and Keva to the coin. And the guy is partner from matanos, even though now he's Yisrael. Since he shafted the behemoth before he became a gear, he's partner from matanos. Rishon is Gai Echad. But if he shafted the behemoth only after he became a gear, since now he's Yisrael, he has to give the matanos Zroel L'chaim and Keva to the coin. Safe, partner. Shamayti mechaber olav haram. If he is mistopic, he is in doubt whether he shafted the behemoth after he became a gear, or before he became a gear, his partner from giving the matanos to the coin, and the coin is a mosi. He wants to take the matanos from the gear, therefore he has to bring a raya that the ger shechted it after he became a ger, since the kohen has no idea the ger is part from giving the matana to the kohen. Ezel has a role. He has to give his role l'chaim and keva to the kohen. What is his role? Menach perek shal kuva ad kafsha yach. From the knee joint until the calf, to the top of the leg, where it's attached to the cloth, shall yad, of the foreleg. You only have to give this raw from the right foreleg. That part of the leg from the knee until the top of the leg, you have to give to the coin. But who shall not? And so too, that which the Torah says, that when another, when he finishes his nazir, he has to bring a shlam, and he has to give this raw, the shela, to the coin. He has to give this raw after it's cooked, from the shlam to the coin. This is the zroa that the nether has to give from the knee until the top of the leg where it's attached to the guf. You connect the barego, shok. And you have to give the shok to the coin from a shlamim that you bring. What is considered the shok? Connect the barego. Meaning to say, the very same part of the leg which we said is the zroa, that part of the leg is considered the shok, but only barego on the hind leg. The shok from the hind leg you have to give to the coin from the shlamim that you bring. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shoik ben Aperachal Kuva, at Sogach Sharego. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He said the Shoik is from the knee joint until the calf. And the Tanakhama held that the Shoik is from the knee until the top of the leg where it's attached to the guf, while Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shoik is from the knee joint until the calf of the rego, or the hind leg. Ezeu lech. What is the lech that you have to give to the corn from every behemoth? That you shot. Men Aperachal lech at Pika Shogakar. The lachi is the jaw. From the jaw joint until the top wing of the windpipe, that's considered the lachi, and you have to give that to the coin from every bank.